Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us. You might be noticing a cold open, like, where's the intro song? Well, the biggest reason there's no intro song is because we are no longer the Benny and the Bets podcast, effective immediately. Every episode going forward, starting with tonight, we are now the Bastards of Boston baseball. And that's the fourth name this podcast has had in the now 243 episodes. And I promise you, it's going to be the last one. So, Jason, leading off with you, are you surprised I finally caved?
I actually am. Yeah. mainly because, you know, technically Benny is still here, although depending on what you read out there, he may not be for very long. But I figured that you would stick with it, even though Betts was gone, because I think you and I are on the same page with Betts that, like, you know, whatever. We're not as heartbroken about it as everybody else. But, you know, a lot of people tweeted at us this past season, oh, you know, Betts is gone, right? You got to change the name. And you were, I give you credit, you stood by it. You're like, nope, not changing it. We're okay. But, you know, I think you reevaluated and this is where we are. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah. And, you know, when I kind of thought of the new name, the Bastards of Boston Baseball, I wasn't really brainstorming, you know, what would have been a change. It was just an idea that randomly popped in my head and I didn't think much about it first. And then I'm like, geez, you know, this could really, you know, this could really play well for our style of podcasting. And the more I thought about it, I was like, you know, maybe we ought to run with that. And we're at a point where the season's going to be starting in a handful of weeks. And we can say that pretty confidently now because reports just came out tonight that Manfred has told teams to report on time and expect a full 162 game season. So, you know, here we are coming up on mid-January, and it's kind of a now or never time if you're going to make a change like that. And you know, I took your temperature on it, Jason, and we have a group chat that we, you know, communicate through, you know, if news stories breaks, like a few minutes ago with Liam Hendricks going to the White Sox for 4 years, $54 million, you know, we send that kind of stuff in there, but Job seemed receptive to it. Brad, I took the temperature of it with some longtime listeners and almost universally it was like, yeah, go ahead, go with it. So Job, you've like recorded three episodes of the Benny and the Bets podcast, and so you're coming into the transition almost, so how do you feel going forward? Do you feel a little bit better with, you know, kind of a fresher name, you know, to kind of hit this season with?
You know, I feel strange coming in with the cold open. I wasn't expecting that that hard open. I was ready to, you know, jam out to the opening sequence, and it jars a little bit. But we'll have a new one up and running in no time, I'm sure. I'm pretty excited to work with the new name. I think the one thing that it does is separate us from everybody else. Everybody else has this homer kind of take in the market. And there's a lot of Red Sox podcasts out there, and everybody kind of just takes what the team gives them, says thank you, and moves on. And I feel like our style of podcasting, at least, you know, the episodes that I'm in and the ones that I listen to from the rest of the team, we're not, not going to take that. We're more a Dan Shaughnessy type of podcast. You know, I'm not Jared Carabas, and none of you guys are Steve Peralt, and it makes a difference. You know, so I'm excited to move forward with the new name. I think it defines kind of who we are in this space, and I think the fans are going to engage with it. They're going to love it. They're going to get to know the personalities on the show, and they're going to realize that it's an apt name. It's a good name.
And if anybody says anything bad about us, they're going to be like, those bastards. And we're going to be like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Like,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the compliment.
Own that fact. Exactly. We stick to the brand and we're true to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are other podcasts, and I'm not going to lie, sometimes I see what the competition is doing, and I listen to Outer Market podcasts. You know, there's a couple of Yankees ones I listen to. You know, I like to see what the enemy is saying. And, you know, I find, you know, a bunch of them enjoyable. There's an Indians podcast I listen to, and which is going to probably change its name, you know, as the team does here shortly. But yeah, I just, you know, I kind of look at what they're doing, and, you know, then what we're doing, you know, within our own market. And, you know, we don't do as the Romans do. You know, if we have an unpopular take that we can, you know, we can back up with trends, analysis, and whatever, then we're going to run with it because it makes sense, you know. And, you know, I think in the YouTube edition that we recorded a little over an hour ago, I roasted the sale contract, the extension, you know, and it wasn't a popular thing to do at the time. And no other podcasts were doing that. They weren't really raising the same concerns. And, you know, that's what we do here. And, you know, just because one or two of us is doing it, you know, maybe you guys have a different, you know, a different outlook on it. But that's another unique dynamic, because there's five of us and we're not all going to agree with each other, you know. And another example I used earlier was when we did, I think it was two episodes ago, we listed six free agents that we don't want, and we each added two to the list. And Job and I were tag teaming Charlie, because we were like, we want Odorizzi. Charlie didn't. 20 minutes later, I'm destroying Tanaka, and Job is teaming with Charlie against me on Tanaka 20 minutes later. So, you know,
it's not your fault that you have a bad take. You know, we all have bad takes at some point, Terry. That was just your bad take. It happens.
Yeah, I'm not a Tanaka guy, but whatever. I hope the Yankees are Tanaka guys, because, like I said, I would love to see him stay right there and destroy him. But that's my own take, and I know Job's gonna come from a different direction. But that's what makes us, you know, unique. We don't have a unified agenda that we're all behind. We're gonna have debates, and you know. That's what people can continue to expect with the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
You know what I just realized, Terry? This is my first time working with Jason, and we're not even doing a real full show here. I feel kind of bad here. We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to work that into the schedule at some point pretty soon.
Yeah, Job and I haven't even had time to really debate with each other yet. I wonder if Job's on the same page as Andrew with Bobby Dalbec, because that was a fun debate with them. So
I love Bobby Dalbec. No Bobby Dalbec, Senator.
Okay. Well, we know where he stands, Jason, but and I mean, Jason and I will get behind Dalbec, but he's got a lot to prove, and until he does, you know, there's going to be skepticism on our end of the spectrum with him, but yeah. And he's got Chavis backing him up, you know, as option number two. So that's,
Goody.
That makes me squirm in my seat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but that's just another interesting dynamic that we're going to be touching on, you know, throughout the early part of the season anyway. And, you know, if we're pleasantly surprised, then I'm here for it. And, you know, I think we all are. We all want to win. We're sick of not being as at least as high as second place, because we haven't been.
If I'm honest.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I'm honest, Terry, when I started listening to the show, the Red Sox were a bottom, you know, they were a bottom feeder basement team this year and last year. And it's tough to listen to the homers talk about how the development of the young guys means something when you're going 10 games under 500. That's what I love about working with you guys, and that's what I enjoy about the show. So I'm excited to move forward. I'm ready for this clean slate.
Yeah. Yep. And having Erod right away will hopefully be a help, and hopefully Pivetta, you know, gets off to a good start and maybe has the best year of his career, which wouldn't be asking much. I mean, a 4.0 ERA would probably be something you might take with him, you know, based on his, you know, roller coaster career so far. But, if he can just keep us in games, you know, give us a chance to win, you know, go at least five innings, then, you know, maybe that's an extra win that we didn't get every time Zach Godley came up through the rotation, you know, every time his turn in the order came through. So,
which if you look at a full game season, which hopefully we are, according to Rob Manfred, you know, that's 30 extra wins. That puts us in the playoffs, let alone basement team. 30 extra wins is a playoff team.
Yeah, could be. Could be. And I think the Yankees are due for a meltdown year, too. So, we'll see what they do.
I hope so, especially if they sign DJ LeMahieu. I can't wait for them to overpay DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, that's a lot of drama coming from that part of the free agent market. But
I'm still waiting for the Aaron Judge trade. I need it. I want it so bad.
Oh.
Give me an Aaron Judge trade, please.
Oh no, I want an 8-year extension for him.
Oh, well, yeah. That's true. Yeah. Depending on how you look at it. Yeah.
Sign him to the Pinstripes for the next 10 to 12, and I'll be the happiest man on earth.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be at least 8, I would think. But yeah, well, all right. I mean, any other thoughts before we take off?
No, I'm glad that we made the change. I'm glad that the change isn't something like the Wally the Green Monster fan club or the Jason Veritek for manager club or anything like that. I think it's good, especially, you know, Boston has become a little bit of a bandwagon city. Unfortunately, we've seen that with the Patriots. They sucked this year and a lot of people just stopped watching and I wonder why. And I think it's good for a team like the Red Sox that, you know, they've been struggling the last couple of years and we're going to be honest about that. And look, when and if they turn it around, we're going to be right there. We're going to be cheering them on. Like you said, Terry, we want to win. We want to be better than, you know, where we've been. We want to be second or first placed every year, but we're also going to be honest. I think that's very important. We're not sitting here saying, you know what? Rick Porcello has nice hair. Let's bring him back because he has nice hair. That's what we should do.
Jab. I like that subtle jab, JT.
Yeah, let's sign Pretty Ricky. Forget the fact that he had an ERA over 6. Let's sign him because his nickname's Pretty Ricky and, you know, and he's a cool guy. Like, no.
And he hangs out with the guys at Section 10. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's cool. Nice for him. You know, congrats on being on a podcast. But, you know, we want pitchers that can actually win games. So I think it's nice that that's what separates us, that we're actually able to be honest and we don't have, you know, Red Sox colored glasses on. So I think this is going to be good. I think if you're looking for some real honest stuff and you want real analysis, then look no further.
Here we are. Joe, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I think Eck is going to love it. I can't wait till Eckersley hears about our new name. You know, the players are listening. We see them on Twitter all the time. I'm excited to kind of engage with them with our new name. See if it kind of, it might jar them a little bit into playing better. Who knows?
Yeah, I bet a couple of the beat writers will have some comments on it. We won't get to see them, but, you know, I know they'll be.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. And you know what? I feel like when you first introduced me as a member of the show, using the Benny and the Bets Twitter page back in, I guess, November, right? said I wasn't related to Dan Shaughnessy. Well, I feel like now we're all kind of related to Dan Shaughnessy with his name. Now it's like we are the old school, hard ass, not going to forgive the Red Sox podcast. And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's get to work. New season. And I'm excited. Thanks for, you know, bringing me into the fold. And Jason, it's been great working with you, even if it's only for a short, you know, 15-minute segment here.
Yeah, excited to have you on, man. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, we'll do at least a hot stove show, the three of us. But you guys are on opposite shows once the season does start. So unless somebody's filling in or whatever. But, yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap on that and probably be back in, I don't know, maybe the next 24, 48 hours to record the next episode.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Ready to talk some White Sox.
All right, guys. Have a good
night.
They're
actually doing stuff. All right, good night, man.
All right, see you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.